This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Spring is here, and you can now get almost anything you need for your sunny days delivered with Uber Eats. What do we mean by almost? Well, you can't get a well-groomed lawn delivered, but you can get a chicken parmesan delivered. A cabana? That's a no. But a banana? That's a yes. A nice tan? Sorry. Nope. But a box fan? Happily yes. A day of sunshine? No. A box of fine wines? Yes. Uber Eats can definitely get you that. Get almost anything delivered with Uber Eats. Order now. Alcohol in select markets. Product availability may vary by region. See app for details.
There we go.
Wow, you look incredible, Alfie.
Well, look where I am.
Where are you? Speak up, because we can't hear you. There's no point being in the podcast.
Like, you can hear me. And so can everybody else.
Do you have to do it in like a public bit? Can you not go in the studio and do it?
Locked. Don't have a key.
Honestly, every time you talk, I'm like that.
Really?
No, he's joking. Come on, let's not make him feel any...
I'm fine.
Can we have a look at what you're looking at?
Yeah, how do I do that without turning it?
Are you in a restaurant?
No.
You could be as descriptive as possible about what's in front of you.
I'm going to do a quick flash. Okay, ready?
Oh, that sounds weird.
Be prepared. See that?
Oh, but you're in a podcast. What? Whatever it is. What is it, studio?
They know that, yeah. There's other people on calls,
yeah.
They're looking at you in the corner going, who's that knob on a meeting call?
Yes.
Yeah. Little do they know we're making magic over here, baby.
Well, that's it.
John, just quickly before we start the app, have you seen the tweet that I put into...
Yeah, that's all that, yeah.
Fucking hell, it's...
You always a comment on that.
Yeah.
I, again, as always, haven't had anything.
Oh. What do you make of the suggestion?
That's a good question.
Thank you. David's unplugged his mic.
Again. I would like... it as an option. He wouldn't be our number one striker. Well, I wouldn't want him to be our number one striker, but if you're, you know, struggling for a game and you need to lump the ball to someone.
We're talking about Jaden Stockley here.
Yeah, we are. Yeah, thank you for. Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, you didn't clear that up.
So you wouldn't say no.
And you've definitely heard something, you just nothing confirmed or anything.
Well, I haven't definitely heard something.
it's my favourite part of the season.
Yes. If Fleet would go down, which I think they might pretty much this weekend, it might happen. I would imagine it'd make sense. That's the kind of the team we'd be sniffing around for some players if they go down. So yeah.
So you've not heard a thing. You've not heard anything.
No.
Why do you always do a little smile and a wink? Who have you got coming on today, David?
We have got Ben, who... How do I introduce Ben? Ben sits four rows behind me in the Adam Stansfield stand. Four rows behind me to the right, and makes me laugh every game at least once or twice by standing up and shouting something at the ref.
Not anymore, because you don't sit in the Adam Stansfield stand.
Well,
anymore.
Yes, this is what I'm thinking. Let's find out what people are saying around where David sits.
Alfie, this is our time to go in on David.
Oh, you nasty piece of work.
I'm going to clap at that.
No. So what is it?
I write a song, I get criticised for that.
Yeah.
I go to the Heritage Lounge, I get criticised for that.
Mm-hmm. No. Not being criticised for that. We want to see why other people are criticising you.
Well, are they?
We're about to find out.
Well, anyway, Ben says genuinely funny things. I can't repeat them. It's not in the moment. But on the match day, he will stand up and shout at the ref a couple of times. And they're funny. Genuinely funny.
Okay. Jokes.
No, they're not jokes. I don't know what they are.
Orchestrated, pre-planned, written material.
He's got a funny bone. Now I'm putting a lot of pressure on this bloke. For me, he's got
literally
funny
not
bones.
A comedian. He's not signed up for this, has he? For us to judge him.
He reminds me of a bloke I knew called Justin, who just had funny, funny bones. Mm-hmm. I'm really worried now. I should not have introduced him like this. Fuck.
We're not going to add any pressure to him. For me and Alfie, this is all about finding out whether people dislike you from the area or not.
Who, me? Oh,
lovely. Yeah.
Okay, so...
it's a cheer up.
A lovely hour we're going to spend then. Fantastic.
Like, obviously not the whole area of exit. I mean, your generic
I did expect this guy to make me laugh, and I'm not going to politely laugh.
Don't.
Yeah, how much of your laughing on a match day is like a nervous, don't know what to do?
Oh, no, it's genuinely, he's really funny. Listen, it's a match day. It's a situation. It's how tense it is. You know, he just...
Yeah.
He pops a pin in the tension. I go...
Oh, what's he
but,
like?
But, you know, he's not going to come on and tell jokes and that's not his job.
Well, let's see how funny he is. That's what I'm saying.
What is his job? That'd be interesting.
Let's see.
Fucking hell. Here he is.
The comedian.
Oh, dear. You have put a lot of pressure on.
Yeah, I'm really nervous.
Just thinking about that. The cool fool silent as Ben Clark joins the group.
All right, boys, how are we doing?
Good. How are you,
Hi, Ben?
Hey. I'm good. How are you all getting on?
Yeah, really good. Lovely to see you. Now, nice to see you. Do you know how I've explained who you are to them?
I from your most recent discussion of who I am as a person.
Yeah.
You were very, very, very kind, very, very nice.
Thank you.
The other two, not quite so reciprocating the praise for me. But
we don't know you, Ben. We don't know you.
I've got a podcast to change your mind, and we'll
exactly.
Go.
Off you go.
I like the attitude. This is a good
Ben,
start.
You're the funniest man in the stand, in my eyes. What do you make of that?
I think the title of funniest man in the quietest stand where you no longer sit isn't particularly
I knew you'd be good.
It's not okay, good start, a luxurious then. Title, but it's one I'm happy to I'll happily take that title on board.
Alfie looks like he's on a judging panel.
I am, that's how I feel. You're not going to get any cheap laughs out of me, Ben. Not a single one.
But that is the lifeblood of this podcast, is it not?
Yes, exactly.
Ben, you get up two or three times a match and shout something at the referee that is genuinely funny. Not you're laughing at him, I'm laughing with you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Do you understand? Mm-hmm.
Are you asking him that he understands his own...
I understand laughter and joke. Yeah, I'm on board.
Are you aware you're being funny when you're doing it? You've got to be.
I don't know. I've never really thought about it until you spoke about it. And I guess one of the benefits of being in the quieter stand is that I know that when I shout things and the ref is near, he can definitely hear me.
Okay.
And when you hear sort of like footballers and referees and stuff talk on podcasts and they go, oh, do you just block out the fan noise? And generally they say yes, except this one person where he did this and it stuck in my mind. So I think if I shout something different other than you're a fucking prick, ref, then he might listen to me. And not listen, but hear at least. Maybe it'll cut through the silence and it'll take it on board.
It is really quiet in that stand, isn't it? Why are you there? Do you enjoy the quiet? Or
I just want to get away from the stresses of modern life. No, I go with my dad, my granddad, and they like to sit because they are older gentlemen. We've always got together, so we still go together now.
Well, I can't even remember the stuff you shout, but you shout stuff out and it makes me laugh. And then I'm looking down the line and everyone else is laughing. And everyone's going.
Do you get a thrill from that, Ben?
God, I would.
Yeah, I guess I'm an attention seeker, really, aren't I?
That's not what I'm asking. That's not what I'm asking. Do you get a nice feeling when you think, oh, I've made everybody laugh?
I don't know, because I only see the backs of people's heads, so I don't actually know that they're laughing, because I'm literally right at the back. So
does David not turn around to look at...
I do.
Because I thought David turned around to smile at you.
Did we catch eyes one time, Ben?
We did. That's how this all began.
Wow. You know,
a little bit of sexual tension, the eye contact, you know how it was.
Oh, there he is.
I shouted, bent down to pick up my drink, and we locked eyes, and the rest is history.
Yeah, you know? Look at us now. Lovely. Yeah.
But yeah, I rarely say something that's so funny that I get a standing ovation and everyone in front arises.
Yeah, that would be insane, wouldn't it?
Ben, I've got a question for
you. Yes,
mate. At school, were you the same way, where you sort of, hey, it's Ben, the funny man, or was this sort of something that's developed as you've got older?
I mean, I guess whether I was funny or not, you'd have to ask my classmates and teachers, but I didn't really shut up, if that's sort of the question. I've always been a bit gobby, I guess.
I'm worried now that we put the spotlight on you, so the next Saturday we'll be like, oh, he's doing it again, is he? How do we not put the spotlight on you?
Just don't put the episode out.
Will you feel more pressure now to be funny now that you've been on this pod?
Not really. I mean, the things that I'm saying aren't especially inventive or funny in the first place.
What is it that makes me laugh?
If I was doing a full-on set, then, you know, I'd feel a bit more pressure. But, you know, just asking the ref if he's forgotten his whistle is not, you know, it's not peak comedy.
No, but it's good, not though. Bad.
It's good. Yeah.
No, it's all right.
What have you shouted? I feel like you've got two or three go-tos. I can't think what they are. But when I hear them, I enjoy them.
So you mentioned on the last pod, any danger, referee.
Yeah.
And that's something that my mum now says to her partner to get him to do things when he's being a little bit slow around the house. She'll go, any danger, Glenn? And then he'll start doing stuff. So you made his life worse.
But any danger works. I don't know why. It's so vague. It just makes me chuckle.
Sorry, what do you mean by works? Does it actually get the referee to...
No, it makes me laugh. Swing some...
Oh, okay, right. So it doesn't actually, you know, work, as in... convinces the referee to give some decisions out.
Well, in the
go on.
In the most recent game at half time, or just before half time, he'd maybe gone a minute over in terms of stoppage time, and I shouted at the ref, asked him if he'd forgotten his whistle. He then immediately blew his whistle, and so I shouted, "Fair enough."
I see.
So, see? Yeah, it's just little bits and pieces like that.
Ben, are they all off the cuff? Are they sort of just off the dome? Or have you ever gone to a game with some pre-planned material?
I've got notes on my phone just ready for various scenarios. No, it's just what I feel at the time, to be honest. I'm just shouting nonsense, but it makes me feel better. So,
can you remember the... go on, John.
Have you ever shouted something that's made you think, oh God, I wish I hadn't said that actually? Like, sort of, but not something that hasn't quite landed how you
landed,
would
imagine. Yeah.
Have you bombed?
Oh, almost definitely. But I'm not shouting for the approval of other people. It is sort of old man yells at cloud kind of thing, where I'm just sort of shouting into the abyss. And if people around me enjoy it, then that's great.
Because you do get annoyed, don't you? Genuinely pissed off. Or you have done.
I try to be entertained by all the games. I do love Exeter City so much, and I really care.
Yeah.
But I try to find most of it funny. Because that I think football can be really funny. But yeah, when it's generally referees, to be honest, I would never shout abuse at one of our own players, less so the opposition, but referees are the one that really get me. So yeah, I do get very angry. But
yeah, you know, maybe that's what I'm feeling from you, Ben, that you're just trying to have fun watching the game.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's what I'm feeling.
Yeah, I think so. I think most, 95% of football fans are miserable most of the time, because only one team can win the league. And then the teams that are in second or third are livid because they've missed out on the title or they've missed out on automatics. And then the teams that are in the playoffs, three of them are going to end up miserable. And then the teams that miss out on the playoffs are going to be miserable. So,
flipping out.
You know, it's mostly no one's having a good time. So as long as you can turn up at Exeter Burton and find something of value to it, then, you know,
yeah,
it's what you pay the £450 a year for the season ticket. So just sit there and have a
look. Great.
You smack the back of the stand, don't you, with your hand?
Oh, very good.
Yes. Yeah.
I love that.
Now, that makes a lovely racket.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, it does. Yeah. I've broken it, but it's...
Have you broken it?
Broken it.
So it's like corrugated iron, but around the back of where I sit, it's like split and spiky.
Wow. Very strong as well.
It's repetitive. I'm not very strong at all.
You don't just hit it on your own, do you?
Now my dad does it as well.
Yeah, your dad does it as well.
Oh, I love that. What's that? Is that like an intimidation thing or just a release of anger? What's going through your head when you're
normally
doing
that? Normally a goal.
Yeah, it's usually after we score. The big bank are doing the drum, and we've got to do something to inspire the bored middle-aged men around us. So I feel like if I sort of, you know, twat the metal a little bit, then someone might stand
honestly,
up.
That does make some people go...
What?
Bloody hell!
Yeah.
What do they? What are they? What do they think they're at the bloody opera? It's a football match.
Yeah, I don't know. But that's you know, I love the crowd of people around us. We've got like a solid couple of rows of people. We all chat to each other. We're all having a good time.
Lovely, lovely bunch of guys and women.
Yeah.
Well, clearly not that lovely because you're not there anymore.
Well, this is the thing, Ben. Me and John are very interested in. Has anyone made any comments about David's absence at the game?
Well, you sit slightly further down, so I'd say you wouldn't normally be in the sort of group of people that I chat to normally on a match day. It's not one of the boys.
Oh, God, he is funny.
You know, there's the bloke next to me will sort of go, oh, your mate's not here again, because he sort of knew I was...
No way!
And I'll be like, yeah, he's probably over there, isn't he? And they'll go, yeah.
Yes!
Oh
yes,
my gosh, you don't know
brilliant.
What you've just done.
Right, this is a call to all people that sit around David in the Adam Stansfield stand. Get some Chinese whispers going. Get it
That's
going.
Terrible.
Get it up the stand, down the stand, wherever you can bloody get it going.
I mean, I would like to temper that with a statement that I don't think anyone particularly cares.
Yes.
Like, it's because you're a person of interest, you know, you're a famous fan, I would say.
Stand, to be fair.
Yeah, you're a famous person, if I could use that term, which will make you cringe, but it is what it is.
No, say it again. Just loop it.
You're a very famous man, David. And so we notice if you're there or not.
Oh, but my God.
I don't
God.
Think your enjoyment is, your attendance is particularly a factor in how much people have a good time.
But it is noticed and it is commented
upon.
Yes,
the whole
upon.
Stadium can notice it, because when this ground sold out, there's just two empty seats on the other side of the stadium.
Is that a, genuinely, Ben, is that an... Because I do feel sort of guilt sometimes going over to the other side of the ground.
Oh,
well, not sometimes, I do. But I'm absolutely not going to throw the opportunity away.
Mm-hmm.
Does anyone really care if... I mean, if someone, if you got a call, Ben, come into Heritage Lounge, have some chicken. You'd take it, wouldn't you? Wouldn't you?
I don't know. I guess it's about what you value more over roast lamb and the opinions of everyone around you, really, isn't it?
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, I guess so, yeah.
That's quite sad
what do you
to
mean?
Think about it
what
like
that.
What
do you mean by that? Exactly.
So now
I know what he bloody means. He means you value your privilege over the people that you should be sitting with every single week. The
you
normies.
You think you're too good for that stand?
Yeah.
Oh, no. You're just saying this is unfair. I'll tell you what I'm feeling. I'm feeling there's a lovely dinner over there with a pudding and a nice view.
Not till half-time.
Half-time.
Yep.
There's Gary. Gary's interview. You'd love a Gary interview, wouldn't you, Ben, before the game? 10 yards away from you?
Oh, yeah. No, that would be lovely. But he doesn't come over to the Stansfield stand very much. So.
No, but if he said, Ben, go over there and you get a Gary interview. And a bit of hot chicken. Oh, no, thank you. I'd sit here, thank by the spiky metal.
I think if I was offered it on a one-off basis, then I might do it. But I would say, since you were so kind about me on that most previous podcast, you haven't actually been back to the stand. So,
oh, wow.
Right. You know, I've been ill. We've been away. It's been the Easter holidays. I feel like I need to say something. I feel like I have to say something here. Easter holidays, yeah. Illness, couple of invitations. Not a lot you can do, boys.
Well, so you could have gone to two games and sat in the stand.
Why don't you, to please the masses, alternate? One game in the stands, one game in the Heritage Lounge, one
what
game
about
in the stands.
John?
Yeah.
That's the yeah, like I've that. Got. I should probably shut up, really. No, but I don't have an alternative seat.
So, you know, like I.
Yeah, let's alternate. Let's see what a true fan you really are.
Yeah, there we go.
You actually, that's the most annoying part about the Heritage Lounge thing for me. I get it 100%, but you actually have one of the best seats in the house.
Well, there you go. You can sit in every other... David goes Heritage Lounge while you're in the stands, then you swap for the next home game.
I would say maybe Ben has the best seat. You're slightly higher. Are you directly in line with the halfway line?
Yeah, we are right at the back, right on the halfway line, which is
that's
pretty
nice.
Fun, to be fair.
That's really
that
nice.
Stand is deceptively deep, isn't it? Like, it's quite high. It doesn't look like it from when you're looking at it, but when you're in it, you think, wow, this is a good view.
New Camp.
Yeah.
No, lovely stuff.
Yeah.
Not quite the new camp.
So do you live in Exeter, Ben?
Yeah.
Just a little walk to the ground on a Saturday?
Nah, not that close. I'm sort of on the outskirts, out near the airport. So yeah, sort of little 10-15 minute drive in, park up.
What I like about you, we might have had a shit... I think I've got this right. We might have had a shit game like the during the dark winter period. You'll stand at the side of the ground, at the side of the pitch. Am I right? I've seen you do that, haven't you? After a bad game.
Yeah, I'll clap them off. They haven't tried to be shit.
That's great. Yeah, that's great. That's great.
A good attitude.
Plus, inevitably, in the shitness, I found something that I found really funny. So I can still leave and feel like I've had a good time.
Such a good attitude to life. Wow.
Like, so the Middlesbrough game is one that springs to mind, obviously. We lost 3-2.
Good game.
It was a great game. And I'm going to preface this by saying I don't agree with any of the abuse that James Scott got at all. Like, wasn't on, did not deserve it, and I'm glad he's elsewhere. He had one of the worst performances I've ever seen, and in the 85th minute decided he was going to try and top that by shooting from the halfway line, and it bounced before it got to the goalkeeper, and it was so funny. Like, there is the people going, oh, James Scott, that is really funny. Like, to top off that performance with that kind of thing, I don't understand how you can't not laugh.
No.
Like, it was brilliant. It's, when you support a team like Exeter, rubbish stuff happens all the time. So you just got to enjoy it, because if you get angry, you're never going to enjoy a game. Yeah, like, I would love us to play Muskwe for like the last two games of the season just to see what happens. Like, we're safe. We're not really going anywhere. You can finish maybe one position. Just let Muskwe wander around for a bit. Go on. You know, he doesn't move, but it's like a fridge. But, you know, he's there. He's having a good time.
Yeah.
And I enjoy watching.
Yeah, I don't really like going in on players, to be honest, but he does... No, he does. He does strike me as just half-assed, really. That's all. He doesn't. He literally. I don't think I've seen him break into a sprint while playing for us. He just sort of stands up there and try and gets about a little bit. But you know, not all loans work out, do they? Hey?
I mean, what confuses me is we're so tight with our money as a football club, and every penny counts, and somehow. Some players, I won't name them, but have managed to work their way to £12,000 a week contracts by
what?
Not being good at football. It's insane.
12 grand a week, John. I didn't know that you had players on 12 grand a week.
No. We're not paying that. They're on loan.
Oh, I see. My mistake.
We might pay like 10% of
right
contribution to them.
Right.
Something along those lines, but we'd never pay.
Yeah, so how have they managed to...
Yeah,
even get in that position.
A lot of them, a lot of them will get wage increases through promotions that might not have seen coming. So they, for example, will be on X amount, and then because they get promoted, they have a wage percentage increase, and all of a sudden,
so you could be promoted on the bench. You haven't played, but you'll get a
You could be promoted as a reserve player, but because you're registered to the first team, your wage still has to go up.
I know someone who played in Ipswich's. It was even like the under 23s, and if they got promoted, his wage was nearly doubled, and he'd not played a game.
Wow!
Yeah,
really cool. Mm.
So that's how the players end up on silly money. That's why they're trying to loan them out and get them minutes, because they're not playing and they've had their wages doubled or just under.
That makes more sense.
But yeah, Ben is spot on. So how some of them are earning some of the money that they do when they come in on loan is quite staggering, yeah. Really. Well,
Ben, going back to shouting, I haven't got the confidence to stand up and say any danger. Where have you gained that confidence to tell the you're the only one standing to tell the referee what you think?
The years of suppressed rage at referees finally coming out as I get a bit older. I don't really know. My dad's always been a shouter and always been sat around people that shout. So I guess just
yeah,
I'm now the louder one.
Honestly, it's so funny. I genuinely look forward to hearing what you're about to say.
Well, I'm not quite loud enough for you to hear it from the other side of the pitch, so you might need to come back across at some stage.
Well, we've got one game left, haven't we, at home? Is it week Saturday? Yeah,
go in the stand.
I'm going in the stand.
Hey, okay.
Ben,
it's me.
Ben, I've got a question for you. When you do you buy a programme, or do you check who the referee is before you're arriving to the ground to go, oh, I know he's crap, or I know he's all right, or...
The bloke that sit next to me is very good at knowing who the refs are. And I feel like if we know who the refs are, that means they're bad, because it's generally the only reason why they stand out. So, you know, like a Brett Huxtable popping up or something like that.
No,
we all know we're going to have a terrible
time. No, not Brett Huxtable.
You know when you're at school and you don't revise well enough for like a presentation or something like that. And so, you know, you're going to have to stand up in front of the class and just sort of gabble your way through it. Your dread. Referees that aren't very good do that every week in front of thousands of people. I cannot imagine the testes that you'd need in order to just wander around, do a bad job, get abused, and then go, I'm going to go again next week. That was great. Like, it's so baffling.
What do they get paid? What do they get paid to match, John?
I'm not actually too sure. I don't even know if a lot of them are, like, I don't think refereeing's their full time. I think they might have another job on the side. I think, don't quote me on that, but I think they're not. That's where the issue lies. I think they need to be made full time so they can have the right.
So when you full time championship onwards.
I really don't know. I they must be full time in League One and Two now, but I don't know if they have all the time. But there's something obviously not right in their training, because like Ben says, it is just people. It feels at times like they're winging it, or like the two linesmen, the fourth official, and the ref have never been together ever because the communication levels are crap. There's so many times where the liner will flag for a throw into the other side, and then the referee will just change his mind and go, no, I've got it. But it's literally the linesman's view. He's there because he has the best view, and the referee's overruling him. And it just doesn't seem any cohesion in what the referee, the linesman, the official are all saying. So, I don't know. I mean, I say it all the time, and I say it again. Standard of officiating is crap, and we need people like Ben to point it out.
Do something about it, John.
Yeah, I just don't know what you can do, because, like Ben says, a lot of the people that do it, like, you've got to find people that are willing to, first of all, what they call good enough, in quotation marks, and then people that are willing to take the crap with it as well, because it is a lot of crap, and you do, sometimes it's unjust, sometimes it's just, whatever, like, you know, that's what football fans are there for, to give a voice their opinion, but I just think, I don't know what the solution is.
John thinks we might be going up next year, Ben.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Feels like a questionnaire. What extent do you agree with this statement?
I don't think so. I think consolidation in League One, I know you hate to say it, oh, bloody hell, mid-table again, but that is good for us. Like, we have one of the lowest budgets in the league. The fact that we're still here is good.
If Cheltenham go down, the lowest budget in the division, I believe.
What is the point of what?
I don't know, really.
Also, I never said we were going up. I said playoff push.
I was going to say...
You said going up yesterday, actually.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, well, I changed my mind.
Oh.
Okay. I'm allowed to do that.
I don't know. I think if we're able to get in a high-quality striker...
Well, John knows someone that apparently...
Mm-hmm. No, I absolutely do not. You're absolutely telling fibs, and it's ridiculous. I'm not having that. I don't know anybody.
I don't know, John. As an avid listener, I always get the sense that you definitely know what's going on, and you're just not telling anyone.
Hey! See? That's what the magic of David's editing can do. I hate to say it, but I actually don't know. Like, right now, I know nothing. And that's the end of the tale, really. That's all she wrote.
You must know more than us, though. Your brother's on the board.
Well, that's a really, really what, John?
It's a really great question.
Buy yourself some time, son. And then answer it.
Really, really, really.
That's a really, 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 really.
What do you really mean by that, though? No, but I don't live with my brother. I don't live with my family. So
no, that's also. Can you turn a light on in your room?
It is on, but I've got a roof light. I've got a roof light, so the light from my thing is cancelled out by this like horrible light behind me. I'm not sat here in darkness.
You've heard something. I just want you to say, I've heard something, that'll do.
Yeah, but I haven't. What do you want me to do, lie to you? I've heard something. Does that tickle your fancy? I don't know. What do you want me to do?
But you know more than us. You talk to your brother more than us.
Yeah, probably.
Right.
That's a fair assumption.
I haven't spoken to him at all for 2 months.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
tell us what you know that's more than us.
More... Define more.
Whatever we don't know, fill us in.
I genuinely don't know anything. It's annoying. That's the actual annoying bit. I don't know.
But we've had this before. You say I don't know, and then 10 minutes later in the WhatsApp chat, you go, "Actually, here's a list of all the players we've been looking at."
That's false. He's lying there to the audience, and that's that's not.
He's
funny.
Not. Which is why it's so frustrating for us.
Yeah.
Ooh. What do you think, Ben? You're an outsider. You're hearing John. You think he knows stuff. He's just being professional.
I'm an outsider. Hey, stop Ben talk, me as an insider.
What do I think about what?
I don't know, really.
I think.
You think John knows he has information that he's keeping?
Oh, certainly. Absolutely. Yeah. That's why he's got the camera in darkness. You can't see his face quite as well. He's lurking in the background. I think he must do. There's no way anyone can be related to someone and not know everything that's going on in their life. So I would say, definitely.
Yeah. Thank you, man.
I disagree. So like the best parts of like my childhood were like, but you know, we used to do those announcement videos where they used to sort of like pan on a part of his body. If he had like tattoos, they'd like pan on his tattoos and you'd have to guess. Yeah. People would spend hours and hours searching the internet for tattooed players that we were linked with. And oh, no, those aren't the right. Those are the best times. When you know, like you say, 4 days in advance that you're going to bring him in on
Thursday.
Yeah, but
you are my tattooed leg, John.
Yeah.
I'm using you as a tattooed leg.
Nah.
You are?
Not really, no.
That's where I'm getting my pleasure from.
Okay. That seems odd.
Well.
You're not really getting any pleasure out of anything I say, though, are you?
I love the idea that you might just give one little crumb of...
Just a nugget. That's all we want is a nugget.
Yeah. Can't really do that for you, though, to be honest.
Even some initials or something like that. Just,
One letter in his either surname or one letter.
Yeah.
But I don't know who... No, but I actually don't. And we spend so much wasted time on the pod going, I don't know.
Who have you enjoyed this season, Ben, watching?
I mean, in recent months, got to give a shout out to a fellow ginger, Ryan Woods. I absolutely love him. He's so good. We're always good.
Do you think he's staying? Would he stay?
I'd like to think so, in the sense that I know he's still got a year left at Hull, but he didn't exactly set the world alight when he was at Bristol Rovers, so I can't see him having loads of potential suitors, maybe. So perhaps if we could arrange another year loan for him until his contract is up, because we're not going to pay for him, I wouldn't have thought, and he's going to be worth more than we could afford. So yeah, I'd like to... Like to keep Mr. Ginger back in the middle. We're always better when we've got a ginger player. So
I think he's top in my opinion to keep.
Yeah, I think if we keep him and Carroll together, because for the first half of the season, especially during the dark 3 months where we didn't really do anything, was Carroll sort of picking up the ball from the defence, turning around, looking for people. And there wasn't really that many options to give the ball to. And so then he'd turn around and play it backwards and go in and out. Whereas now he's got Carroll next to him. He's got we've got Carroll and Woods next to each other. They've got, you know, little friends next to each other. The new silky boys ready to, pick up and move the ball forwards.
I really like the idea of Woodsy, Carroll and... Cole sort of making some sort of midfield, because they are all technically fantastic and Reece Cole's just got the legs to carry them through games. All you want Woodsy to do is just drop basically as a centre half when we've got possession, just switch the ball side to side, wait for the right time to split the line and go. And we've got players in the top end of the pitch that can cause damage. I'd like to see Dion Rankin come back. I think he offers us something going forward. It's not fantastic defensively, but I think, and then also Luke Harris is a really important one to keep.
Yeah, Gary's come out today and said that he'd quite like to keep Luke Harris, which I think, would be a good.
Does that happen then? Is that common to keep a player from the previous year? they come back again.
Ooh, it depends, really. Like, if you've had someone like Jay Stansfield who's done really well, the likelihood is probably not. You know, there was, although he didn't score like loads of goals, he scored, what was it, 9 goals, and he scored a hat trick on the last day of the season, so it's basically 6.
That's 9.
Well, no, it's not, though, is it? Because he scored 3 goals against an all pretty much relegated Morecambe side.
That's your
So yeah, unless there was obviously like evident quality that he was too good for League One. But I think Luke Harris would really benefit from another season in League One. I think Dion Rankin would really benefit from another season in League One. I don't think Admiral Musquay would benefit from another season in League One.
I don't know. I'd still like to see him play for the last couple of games just for comedy. I think it'd be great.
Ben, do you like Gary?
Yeah, I've always said I like Gary. Lovely. There was, you know, I think like many supporters during the sort of dark 3 months, I questioned whether he had what it took to turn it around. I'll put my hand up. Yeah, I mean, we were really struggling and it was really crap. Like, to the extent where it wasn't even that funny anymore. It was just...
Yeah. Even for you.
Even for Mr. Funny Man.
Yeah, right.
I'm trying to think if I can remember you during the dark winter months, whether you used to get... I think you did start getting the comedy started. I was like, ooh.
Yeah.
Dark comedy.
dark edgy comedy.
But, yeah, I always feel like he gets the club and he seems like a good bloke. The players have always been very steady in their support for him. And so I think getting rid of someone who the players actually like is pretty stupid, to be honest. Like, if they were all clearly downing tools and not playing for him, it was fine. We just didn't have a striker. So the ball was going forward and then coming back again. But I'm really pleased he's turned it around because I really like him. Seems like a nice bloke. I'm sure his pre-meal speeches... We can't be losing those. So,
yeah.
It's really lovely.
Yeah.
I just feel like I'm getting a little insight that you lot aren't.
Oh, okay. Who's you lot?
Wow.
Who's you lot?
Well, us little people, not in the ivory tower.
Yeah.
No, I do. It just feels like a little bit of entertainment before the game.
The worst thing about the Heritage Lounge, from like my perspective, for David, is that the view from his actual seat is significantly worse.
It's about the same. I'm dead opposite.
No. Yeah, but it's the height.
Right.
It's the steepness of the stand.
Wow. It's not that big a difference.
Price to pay for a bit of land.
And don't forget Pudpud.
And Pudpud at half-time. Treacle tarts.
Let's not say Pudpud ever again on the podcast. Thank you.
Pudpud. Yeah.
Are the boiled sweets not enough to tempt you back over?
But the boards. Well, to be honest, I was never really part of that game. It just sort of happens around me.
Do you want me to bring you some boiled sweets next time you're there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I'll bring some as well.
Lovely. We'll do a little swap. Yeah, I'm really trade. Same sweets.
Yeah. Do you know what? It's quite nice, the idea of bringing a big bag of sweets for everyone.
Yeah.
Sweetie man.
That can be your legacy.
It will be more notable when you're not there, though. No sweetie.
Sweetie man's not here.
Yeah.
Sweetie. I quite like the sweetie man.
What would you bring?
Definitely those little milk bottles with the sort of dusty covering.
That's the worst sweet ever.
And they're lovely. Love a milk.
That is the most...
Yeah, with a little white dusty covering.
You need some variety.
I've got no tea.
Well, that's one.
Sweet ever.
The strawberries. There's those sort of strawberries about that size.
Yeah, Haribo straws. Yeah.
Are they Haribo? Straws, yeah, straws. Fair dues.
Yep. You're going to really question the sweet man, right?
Licorice.
Here.
No.
That's disgusting. Get out.
Milk and licorice. This is a mental collection of sweets.
Who's let this guy in the sweet shop? Get him out.
He's gone to a sweet shop from the 1930s.
Pineapple chunks. You got a tin opener with you as well.
What would you bring, Ben?
Yeah, probably just get a milk bowls, to be honest. Give the people.
Yeah, you like milk. Yeah, that to me, John, is lazy sweet buying.
Lazy. You're just going big brands.
You know how long it took me to pick these out? Don't call me lazy ever again. These are the best sweets ever. Sour Spark.
Sour. What the fuck are they called? Sparks.
I couldn't read them.
I thought you liked
so
your
go for milk bowls, Ben.
I'm a Skittles man personally. I love Skittles.
Oh my lord. Ooh. You know they're bad for your hips.
What?
Arthritis.
What are you on about?
Why specifically Skittles and not other...
You're on about the sport, not the sweet.
I know someone who got into Skittles and started getting arthritis in their hips.
And that was definitely...
Were they 87?
One person is not a good test sample.
Just be careful.
Skittles cause arthritis.
All right, keep eating them. Good luck to you.
I don't eat Skittles. I eat strawberry bonbons if I can. But I didn't have them in stock, all right?
Skittles, arthritis. I'm looking up now.
There's nothing there.
It's a bit Matt Letitia,
this. Two, right?
Wow, there's nothing on Google. Fair dudes.
What you need to do is take a packet of dry roasted peanuts, then some sour sparks to the footy. Wow, chef's kiss. Maybe even pop them together.
Have you ever been in the Big Bank, Ben?
Yeah, I've been over a few times. There was the season when the stand that I'm in now was obviously being built. So before that, we were in the old grandstand, but whilst it was being built, we went over to the Big Bank.
Oh, right.
Yeah, and I wander over there maybe a couple of times a season.
It's all right, isn't it? It's overrated. It's all right.
I like it.
You've never been?
It is kind of dominated by 14 and 15-year-olds, which is, you know, it's great.
You like your 50-year-old guy?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like with milky bottles.
Give me a quiet 60-year-old man.
With big milky bottles.
Yeah, milky bottles, pocket. Middle-aged men, silence. That's what
perfect. Absolutely perfect.
Quite relaxing.
Oh, I just can't get over the sweet selection. It's really bugging me.
Why?
It's really bugging. It's just crap.
Well, do you like straws?
Yeah, straws.
Right then,
right,
that was my second choice.
But they get stuck in your teeth. Like, they're quite hard to let...
What, and Haribos don't?
No. Gummy bears don't get stuck in your teeth, do they?
Do they not?
No, they're straight down. One, two chews, get in, gone.
What, you're sucking on them?
No, what? As I said, one,
it's
two
got
chews.
Real attitude about gummy bears.
Because I just don't like people who pick shit sweets. It's just crap. You might as well not eat them. There's no point in having crap sweets. You should make a proper selection.
You're dissing Ben. Ben went for those as well. You're dissing our guest.
Yeah, I will say that the straws are made out of exactly the same thing as the sparks that you've just held.
No,
they will also get stuck. They will also get stuck.
Yeah,
no, that is such a rookie mistake.
You won now.
That is so rookie.
Have one now and see if it gets stuck in your teeth.
That's experiment.
Yeah, for sweets. It's half past 12.
Here we go.
Yeah, they are made the same stuff. Yeah, he's
right. Just going back to our stand, I sort of don't know what I want to talk about, but I quite like the... Do you feel like it's very middle-aged?
What would you
say the average age is?
Well, it's dragged down because there's quite a lot of middle-aged people with kids, I would say. So maybe we're middling out at about sort of 35. But if you get rid of the children, I think we're definitely pushing the 50 mark, possibly. 45, 50, maybe.
I mean, if I'm thinking of my row, I would go...
Careful.
Listening to this.
Trying to remember who he sits near 4 months later.
Yeah. Can you picture the face of the peasants?
I know exactly who you sit next to.
Who?
Well, I'm not going to say his name, just in case he doesn't want to say it, but he wears glasses like yourself, and he's a lovely gentleman.
Yeah, he's fantastic.
What's his name,
David? He's my go-to guy.
Name?
You don't know his name, do you?
Yeah, I'm not just going to say his name.
Yeah, because you don't want
yes,
to say
it. Yes, I do. No, I know his name.
All right, we'll just say it, and we'll bleep it.
All right, Chris.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Very good. Chris. Yeah,
Well, then. Yeah.
I would say the average age of our line is...
Will you bump it up a bit?
I'd say I'll bring it down. I'd say 57.
Okay, so you're calling everyone on your row old.
Well, you know, you can't... You are what you are. In fact, all the guys in front of me, again, 60s.
Pop that on a quote sheet. You are what you are.
It's nice.
Yeah. Be yourself.
So many times I hear like voices behind me just chatting away, and I really want to just have a look around, see who's saying it, but I can't, so I don't want to. But I really enjoy sort of putting a face to the voice.
I think you can look around. Have a
really?
Look.
Yeah, I think you can, yeah. Especially if someone's talking absolute
no,
crap.
But even just, you know, any just kind of mundane, I just want to see, oh, right, that's what you look like.
Ben, has there ever been, for yourself, and obviously don't name the individual, but like an altercation maybe, where you've, instead of shouting at the ref, you've gone, someone's given some abuse to a player and you've gone, shut up, or told him to sit down or anything like that?
Oh, yeah, that happens maybe once a month or something like that. It's
does it?
Love that.
Not massive altercations, but... The thing that gets me is when the ball drops about 40 yards out and people think that Sweeney should shoot. And so you just go, shoot! It's like, no, just shut up.
Yeah, I that as well.
But the most recent one was, we play nice football, we build it out from the back, we're trying to work it up, and you've got idiots going, get it forward! And someone had done that maybe two or three times, and so I asked them to not do that.
What in our stand? Did you?
Yeah, you know, there wasn't. I didn't fight them.
What did you say? What did you exactly say?
Well, was I there? Or was it in the last month or so?
Yeah, you weren't there. That's a given.
belly full of lamb.
yeah, I was going, get it forward. No, I shouted, shut the fuck up, basically.
Did you?
Wow.
Because there's only so many times that you can show how wrong you are. I don't understand how people can go and watch football so frequently and still have so little understanding about what's actually happening.
Hey, nice to meet you.
But yeah, like, they've watched us play all season. We've built out from the back all season. Why do you suddenly now think that lumping the ball forward to Sonny Cox is going to be like this revolutionary new tactic where he's going to be well good in the air? Like, just chill out a bit. Fine.
Yeah, thing is, you've earned your place in the stand to say, oi, shut it.
Yeah, I agree.
Because I think if you say it, then we all go, fair dues.
Yeah.
Ben, you're clearly a well-respected member of the Adam Stansfield stand, whereas David is, sort of bottom of the barrel.
No, respected.
It's a bit hard.
that's absolutely
no need.
Hey, any chance at a cheap dig, we'll get it in.
yeah, maybe. But I do think if someone shouts something out and then you reply to them, yeah, got every right to, and everyone agree. Yeah, fair enough. Yeah.
The worst thing is that person that's shouting get it forward and is obviously implying he wants the ball to be punted long as hard as they can would also moan when the ball runs out of play or isn't kept in or someone miscontrolled. Like, that is an individual, what I like to call, you can't win. That person will moan if you're top of the league, 20 points clear, with one game to go. It will still be moaning about something.
When you said something to him, did he give you a little look or did he just...
No, because I didn't exactly stand up, look at them, because I just knew the voice was coming sort of over to my right. And it wasn't as much of a, you, shut up. It was just me loudly shouting, shut up. And it's that exasperation of just, oh, shut the fuck up. So it wasn't me directly trying to go at someone, but I just can't listen to that absolute bollocks for like 90 minutes. Just quiet. You've had your...
See, Ben, I'm feeling very smug now because I invited you on and I said to them that you're funny and you know your way around a football pitch. And I think they haven't got a leg to stand on now.
Yeah.
Leg a lamb.
Yeah. I really wanted to hate you, Ben. Not going to lie, mate. I just can't.
I'm glad I bought those tickets to come see you in Exeter with Happy Hour then. Cheers, mate.
Thank you very much.
Now we go back, I reckon.
And I would say, off the back of that comment, maybe a little backstage tour.
Oh, of course. Yeah. Well, yeah, come back.
I'd rather sit at the back and shout amusing things during the performance, if that's
okay. Oh, please do that, Ben.
The referee's shit.
Any chance?
Any danger?
Any dangerous in comedy, lad?
Oh, that's funny.
Ben, thank you very much for coming on.
Oh, it's a pleasure. Thank you so much for having me on. Very loved unexpected, it. But I've really enjoyed it. Thank you.
Oh, fantastic. Please don't ever change. You're the highlight of the stand.
Never change, mate.
We do really need people to point out how bad the officiating is.
Yeah.
I can do that. That's fine.
Yeah. Perfect. You're
hired. Cheers.
Thank you, mate. Lovely to speak to you.
Thanks, everyone.
I'll see you.
Lovely to meet you, Ben.
I'll see you in 6 months.
Yeah.
I will try and bring some sweets.
Yeah, please do not bring milk bottles for your own embarrassment.